Hello and welcome to another episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard. It's your host Chris here. Thanks for tuning in and checking us out on facebook.com/ETACast, hitting that like button. I know I've been away for quite a while. My last episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard was in December, and just recently I've got my tooth pulled. Now I got another one cracking on the other side. I'm actually taking penicillin for that right now. Been working away, slinging Pokemon cards on eBay, and just hustling, really. So, my apologies for being away, but life happens, and, you know, eventually I do try to get to all my podcasts. I'm back. We're here. Strap in. Turn up the headphones. Welcome to another episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard. All right, intro out of the way. Thank you again for tuning in. Let's go ahead and talk about what our episode is, and then we'll jump into the articles of the week. The episode is about working hard and playing hard, all right? This is kind of homage to what's happening right now in my life, where I'm just buckling down and just putting my fucking nose against the sand as hard as I can while still being able to breathe just a little bit. And I'm going to go into just various things to reward yourself while working hard. So before we jump into the topic of the episode, let's go ahead and talk about a couple of articles that I found across the interwebs. That's just a little mismatch of articles that just caught my eye. I know a lot of stuff has happened since my last episode with Brandon. That was a great episode. I love that one. And thank you everyone for checking that one out. That was Take It All In with Brandon Manny. Thanks again, man. And a lot of stuff has happened. Trump has been inaugurated. You know, a lot of people are upset with it. There's been a lot of historical protests, a lot of crazy protests as well, as far as people blocking fucking interstates and stuff. I necessarily don't agree with that sort of shit. However, it's definitely been an interesting time as far as jumping into the new year in 2017, that's for sure. There's headlines left and right. So this is just a couple of headlines that caught my eye. So the first article I want to go into probably belongs into Techotastic, but however, since I don't really have a lot of time, I'm going to go ahead and just include it. It is a technology article. It's involving Microsoft and Toyota. They have a deal where Microsoft is integrating their cars using voice technology and artificial intelligence. So I'd imagine they're using Cortana. They're implementing it into the new Toyota cars, as well as Nissan. So that's going to be very interesting. Cars nowadays are taking off to be more smart and have autopilot capabilities. They're able to, you know, get you to places safer nowadays. And I honestly would imagine in the next 5 years it'd become more of a standard that we have autopilot in our cars. Might be a little too soon, but hey, I'm pretty ambitious. love that technology. If you like technology, check out Techotastic on ETACast Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/ETACast. You can find all of ETACast's network podcasts in there. Trust Me, I Have a Beard, the original ETACast, Techotastic, as well as a couple episodes of Did You Beat It, in which I still want to keep going with that video game podcast. But that's where you're going to find all the content from ETACast. Just go on there and hit that like button. Love you very much for doing that. So right on, I love Microsoft. Toyota is pretty cool too, and I'm sure that's going to help out Toyota and their new generation of cars as well, because you know, all these automakers are sort of falling behind on adopting this new technologies. So the next article I want to talk about is a little political, but it has everything to do with the well-being of everyone in the United States. President Trump my president, unfortunately, I would say. Although I do like how he did give a little bit of money to NASA and gave him a mission on to Mars. That was cool. Doesn't outweigh all of his egregious, crazy stuff that he's doing. His first failed travel ban, for instance. And then now he has another travel ban that's a little more ramped down. But it's still a little brash, for sure. However, let's go ahead and just talk about this. This is something to do with healthcare, so everyone can relate to it. It's very important to keep yourself healthy throughout your life, so you're living a full and healthy life, right? One can argue that Obamacare was a big problem. However, a lot of Americans, I believe over 100 million Americans, was able to get healthcare under Obamacare. And that's a really great prospect, because obviously it would be great if everyone just received healthcare in this country, no holds bar. You know, personally, I'm going through a lot of issues with my teeth, and it's not necessarily like I'm not brushing them or anything. It's just I have bad genes. My bottom of my mouth is under just a lot of stress from my past fillings when I was a child. So, you know, things are kind of falling apart over there, and they're telling me they want around $2,000 to, you know, put a root canal up in there and then fucking put a nice little fake crown on top of it. It's, you know, not everyone has $2,000 just lying around just for a little fucking nut and bolt on your tooth. So, you know, my point is, healthcare is extremely important, especially when it comes to how a country handles it. So, President Trump is planning on, well, I'm not necessarily going to say he's planning on doing this, but he's kind of jokingly saying that he wants Obamacare to just collapse before he actually replaces what's enacted already, which is, you know, gives the option for millions of Americans to get health care if they otherwise couldn't with different HMOs or PPOs. For him to just joke around like this is really fucking lame. I think that you have to take this shit serious. You know, Obama definitely took it serious. It was one of the things that he campaigned on, and he got it enacted not in the form that he proposed it. So it wasn't perfect. I'm not saying it's perfect by any means, but I do think it's a lot better than having 100 million Americans that don't have health insurance. Now, in my case, I don't have health insurance. It's not an option for me to just go and get this, because my income level goes sporadically up and down all the time, to where I won't have any income for a fucking couple months, and then all of a sudden I'll have something. So I do think that the country does need some sort of socialist outlook on healthcare in regards to citizens. We need to be looking after each other, making sure that we're all healthy, so we can pursue our dreams and pursue our goals without any physical or mental barriers in front of us. And this doesn't mean going over and the doctor just prescribes you another pill. I'm talking about actually fixing things, fixing problems. And see, a lot of Americans have a problem with just going to the doctor, getting a pain pill for pain, and they'll just take the pain pill and not actually resolve the origin of the pain. So I think that Trump does need to take this very seriously. It is a very touchy subject in this country, because we haven't got this shit right, and it's 2017. It needs to happen already. Okay, our next article is definitely following the past episodes. It's a weird article, and let me just go ahead and just whip out that headline. Chinese park skimps out on toilet paper with facial recognition machines. So essentially, there's a park. I'm not going to go into the entire article. I'll say a couple of the punchlines because it's fucking written really well. There's a park in China where you stand in front of this this fucking toilet paper machine, and it dispenses a little bit of toilet paper for you. And if you stand in front of it so many times, obviously it recognizes that, and it won't give you any more toilet paper. So this is an actual problem in China, people stealing toilet paper. So the article first says, it may sound like a bum idea, but a park in China is using facial recognition technology to dole out short strips of toilet paper and in a high-tech experiment to wipe out thieves. God, I love it. I love the puns. All the TP in the restrooms at the Temple of Haven Park in Beijing is now locked and dispensed by six machines that rely on facial recognition software to make sure no one takes more than their share. The machine is quoted to only hand out 2 feet of tissue, and the article says a crappy amount, some would argue. I love that. 2 feet, yeah, I guess that is kind of crappy. You know, I'd be alright with like 2.5-3 feet. But they're small over there. They got small bums. It's just so interesting. It's just basically a steel box, essentially, and it has a lot of room underneath it, and I guess there's some sort of camera on top of it. There's a little screen, tiny little screen, maybe a phone size screen, and the toilet paper comes out the bottom, just dispenses it when you stand in front of it. It's kind of weird that you got to stand in front of it though, so your shit's all on your ass and you got to stand up, maybe walk a little bit over to the machine. And what if it doesn't work, you know? What do you do then? Yeah, I would definitely go with the Richard Nixon mask just to make sure I get my 4 feet. Need at least, you know, at least 4 feet. Come on. I thought that was definitely an interesting article. So let's move on to our topic of the show. Work hard, play hard. Now, I wanted to go over this topic because, like I said, I'm really crunching down on different goals in my life, trying to get a lot done in a short amount of period. And also, too, there's a lot of barriers in my way that I haven't been expecting. I certainly didn't think my other tooth would start cracking and falling apart like the one that just recently got pulled was doing for the last 2 years. And that really caught me by surprise. It was only a couple weeks ago that started happening, and I was sitting there eating. I think I was eating a sandwich, and I just felt something kind of move, and it was a very familiar feeling of like, oh, fuck. Instantly, my thought process was like, gotta see the dentist, gotta get it done. Don't really care how much it is. Well, I do, as long as it's in a reasonable price range, and I can't go through what I just went through over the last couple years mentally as well, because that really fucked me over as far as just the pain every day. I was getting used to it. I was just getting used to, oh, well, this is just how it's going to be. I got this crazy tooth pain, and hopefully it doesn't flare up to where it's unbearable and I can't think straight. And a lot of times it did. I wanted to talk about just working hard and playing hard in the sense that when you go through life, you kind of have to knock yourself down to stand up and even jump higher afterwards, if you get my metaphor. So there's a few things that I'm doing right now in my life where I just don't really want to be doing it. However, it's something that I'm finding that I'm able to expel a lot of my energy, a lot of my motivation onto it, and in return, my reward is money, right? You know, you're going to a job you don't want to do. That's basically what I'm saying. I have a janitor job in which I basically just walk around a five-star resort and mop up things and sweep shit, clean the windows, put a smile on my face, open up the doors for guests whenever I see them. You know, essentially be there but not there and also upkeeping the entire outlook of the common areas. And it's not something I want to sit there and be doing for, you know, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, but it is something that is very cool to see done in the sense that, wow, this stuff does need to get done because, you know, if a lot of people would just sit there and touch that glass door all day, it's just going to be riddled with fingerprints where you just can't even see through it. And, of course, some, you know, smug asshole will notice that and probably give you a bad review on Yelp. That's how they maintain their 5 stars. My point being is there's a huge trade-off on doing something that you really don't want to be doing. However, at the end of the day, while you're going through the moments, you're being rewarded with these little gracious things of knowing that you're getting better or you're becoming more efficient at that particular thing, like my janitor job. And it's certainly trying new things. I never thought that when I was in high school, I would be at this level of expertise of, I mean, honestly, I'm really good at mopping. And that's something I will brag about. I'll mop the shit out of you, for sure. I'll fucking make that mop my bitch for, you know, that period of session and get that entire surface clean as a whistle with no streaks, all the stains removed. And that's something that I finessed while doing the thing that I didn't want to be doing to begin with. So it's important to extrapolate all those things while you're doing something that you don't want to be doing and taking note in your head, you know, how can I get it done a little bit faster? How can this be a little more pleasing? You know, make a game out of it, if you will. Whatever you want to do. And inadvertently, you'll discover that you're gaining new skills. You're becoming faster at that particular, you know, way of mopping or sweeping up something. You know, using a broom. There's a lot of different ways you can use a broom. I never really thought about it until I was doing it. And you can really... you can really make a lot more work than needs to be done if you're using a broom in an improper way, or you're just kind of being way too fucking controlling of the broom. You know, if and then, you know, just to go into it, if you're just kind of floaty with it, the broom kind of does the work for you. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but, and really it doesn't because I'm doing it. However, I hope you get what I'm saying, where you need to extrapolate the skills and take note of them because you're gaining them inadvertently. And you might even find new passions in the process. You might go, oh wow, this is really, really cool, and I'm getting a lot of money doing this painting job. Didn't know I would like it this much. It's very satisfying filling all the lines in and not getting any streak marks and, you know, putting that extra coat on. Whatever it may be, and I like this sort of base as opposed to this base. And you might even open up your own business and then become a fucking millionaire off of just this painting job that you didn't like to begin with. You gotta live in the moment and observe everything as well. Now this goes hand in hand with pleasure. You want to enjoy your time off when you get to, but not as an excuse. You don't want to use, oh, well, I'm enjoying my time off, so I'm going to go get fucking trashed. And, you know, as a repercussion, a diminishing return, you're going to feel like shit the next time you go into work. And then you might even go, I don't even want to be here, blah, blah, blah. So enjoy your time off. Don't use it as an excuse. And utilize every hour of the day. I think it's very important for all of us, especially, I would say, over the age of 21, 22, to know how much sleep they truly need to be efficient throughout the day. To be cognitive, to be functional, to get things done throughout the day. Not needing 800 cups of coffee, whatever it may be, your vice to get throughout the day. Those should just be little stimulants to get you through a particular project. You shouldn't have to rely on, you know, drinking 3 cups of coffee to wake up. you should just know how much sleep you need, whether or not that be 7 hours or hell, even 5 hours. Sometimes I feel like I can be good with 5 hours of sleep. However, I know for a fact my body gets really rested on 7 hours. That's my sweet spot. So it's about 6.5 hours to 7 hours of sleep, I'm good. So in this whole process of just doing things, you're going to be gaining experience, if you will. If you played RPGs, role-playing games, you know how important getting those XP points are. Gotta level up, right? And you'll be mastering yourself in the process. Finding new passions, new skills, picking up this, picking up that. I mean, hell, you might even realize that something that you didn't like doing, but you're good at it. Let's go back to the painting thing. And you're on a date with someone and they go, "Wow, I love how you're a painter. You know, as far as interior decorating, wow, your lines are really good." And that might arouse someone. That might get someone's attention. And so it's important for you to grasp that, to gain new skills and knowledge and experiences throughout your life. Putting those new tools on your tool belt, if you will. And one last tidbit on this whole subject. Find all the avenues you can. Do the research, whether or not that be checking out the neighbors because you realize their grass isn't being mowed, and then you go and knock on their door. And I know this might be something that is underneath you. However, you're dismissing an avenue by thinking, "Oh, that's underneath me. I shouldn't be going to mow grass." Now, if you don't have a lawnmower, I totally understand. That might be another subject for you to think about is, "Oh, should I get a lawnmower? Would that pay itself off?" However, don't ever just close doors because you think you're above it. There's always money to be made everywhere out there. I mean, fuck, you can go walk around in the parking lot and look on the floor around a kind of richy neighborhood, and I guarantee you'll find at least a dollar in the parking lot and change. I'm not saying I do this at all, but I do find that there's a lot of change whenever I'm just looking down, when I'm walking up to a store, just sitting there. And if I see like a fucking dime or whatever, I'll go and pick that fucker up. No doubt. But you'd be surprised on where you can squeeze a penny out. I'm selling these Pokemon cards, for instance, and I never thought when I was a kid, you know, all these Pokemon cards I'm selling would be a desirable item in this day and age. However, with all the, you know, new generation of children, there's a new spark for Pokemon, and it makes sense. And I even have these Nintendo Power comics that are just sitting here with the freaking posters intact. It's like I didn't want to touch them. You know, I read them barely opening up the page, thinking that someone might want to read this later down in their lives, and they might want to have it in perfect condition. And that's the point. You want to kind of preemptively strike on these new opportunities. See them before they come so you can go, "I'm ready." And that's where you would be really satisfied in being rewarded for your time and effort. Remember, there's always a trade-off. Is it worth your time? It's always an important question to ask yourself. And with that, that closes the topic of the episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard. Appreciate everyone listening. I know it was kind of short. However, I think they're kind of a little bit better when they're short, so they're more condensed, and I'm able to get everything out on one small little recording, because I do need to save some space on the Podomatic web service. I want to thank everyone again for checking us out, hitting that Facebook like button. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. I want to thank Troy Turriette for the underlying music. Always love the tunes. Love mixing the the different episodes with his tunes. Sounds great to me. And I definitely will be recording some new Techotastic. Hopefully we'll get some more Trust Me Have a Beard going in the month of April. And I do want to continue to do the Did You Beat It podcast as well. Because I am a gamer. I do play video games all the time. I've been playing Rainbow Six Siege. I've been playing a little bit of Elder Scrolls Online. Popping up some Ark as well. Every now and then just to check it out. So we'll see what I can get going as far as recording things and cutting things together. I'm excited to bring that new content to everyone. Thank everyone again. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Guys, gals, love you much. Check us out next time. And remember, everyone, you got the ears and I got the beard. We'll see you next time. Much love.